Goldfrapper here. Now, Alison and Will Gregory. But Alison's name... How did the Goldfrap end up being the name of the band?
Well, it was one of those things, you know, you sit there, you think of these crazy names for bands and you think, oh, no, that doesn't sound quite right. And then Goldfrap's pretty out there.
It's a great name.
So we start with Goldfrap. Right at the beginning, we had sort of it in sort of gothic writing and sort of very dramatic, but sort of gone the gothic writing now.
Oh, well, listen, let's talk about the new album, Tales of Oz. It's just, it's had an amazing response. I mean, people love this album. It's gorgeous.
It's been very lovely to hear people's feedback, definitely. Yeah, it's been great.
And I don't know at what speed Will Gregory and Alison Goldfrap work, but this seems like it's taken a long time.
It took a couple of years, which may be in... I think it wasn't that we weren't working. We were. We were.
Well, you started it. You started recording in, what, 2011?
Yeah, we chipped up every day and did stuff. But
we decided this time that we wanted to take things at our own pace and just really not be rushed. Yeah.
And, I mean, this will make people turn off in their droves, but it is a sort of a concept album. There is a thought behind it.
There is some thought behind it, yeah.
It is a cohesive whole. It is a, you know, it's a whole album.
Yes, it works in that sort of traditional way, if you like, of an album, I guess, in that it's not about singles or... Yes, it's a group of songs that sort of all have a link somehow and, yeah, a theme.
And did you sit down together and decide that and then start writing the tracks? Or did you notice that you'd written some tracks about people?
Well, we were talking about how on earth you start an album the other day, actually. And I think we had some ideas. You know, we definitely wanted it to be more sparse, to have less instruments in it. So we had an idea about the music. And I think we were after something and a certain sound. And I think an early track that we wrote was Stranger. And that kind of was a bit of a signpost to maybe how some of the other tracks might sound, so that we latched onto that. But then I think as we started writing, then the other elements started to evolve around that. So kind of everything grew together.
And now Stranger's the only one that isn't somebody's name. All the rest are someone's name. Mm. And how did you find the stories? Did you find the stories yourselves, or did people say to you, oh, I've heard this amazing story?
No, I was just reading lots of kind of noir style novels, and so that's where they are. And I suppose all of these novels, I suppose the names came from the idea of the characters in these books. So that's sort of where the concept for the names came from, and I liked the simplicity of that, and that all these songs were about a particular person.
And now, are some of the stories true, though? I mean, did Clay, the gay soldier, did he exist?
Yeah, in fact, that's the... Alvar was sort of inspired by a trip I took to Iceland, and then Clay was a letter that was written from one soldier to another on the anniversary of his death. And they were lovers in the Second World War. So, yes, this was there's this amazing website actually called Letters of Note. This letter was on there. Yeah, it was amazing. It was very romantic and beautifully written. And it was just, I was really taken with it.
This is me kind of wondering. But would you, because these songs are very kind of narrative and story-led. Have you ever been tempted to kind of get involved in a musical or something theatrical, a kind of a telling a story through the songs?
Well, yeah. I mean, funnily enough, we've been batting ideas around about doing a full dramatic piece. I think we've struggled to find a story, although you've got some amazing ideas about that, Alison, but I won't say any more about that because in case that actually comes to fruition. But no, I think that we definitely see our music as dramatic in its inspiration, and I think that when we're writing together, we're talking all the time about films or situations or atmospheres, which usually have some kind of direction in terms of a narrative. So I think it would be in some ways quite natural.
And do you think you've left that kind of pop sound that we just heard in Believer? Have you kind of left that behind now?
Never say never, but probably
singles.
probably. I don't know. I mean, I think we've always had these two worlds that have kind of existed alongside each other. This sort of more electronic and harder sound, and then the sort of orchestral, pastoral sound. It's always been there, so you never know. But I love where we're at the moment. I don't want to return to the other right now, for sure.
Does this make any sense that the first single, Drew, did that sound French to you? It sounded French to me.
Oh, my goodness. You know, but the thing was, we kept talking to each other while we were writing, saying, you know, we loved the whole French, you know, particularly the kind of film noir 60s French period of music. And so we were sort of egging each other on. But I mean, neither of us know what French music
sounds
like.
It reminds me of, why should it do that?
In France, when we ask them, does it sound French, they say no. So
I think it's that traditional singer, songwriter, guitar, and the type of chords and the sort of quite, I suppose, what is it? Down?
It's like pouty, sort of
atmospheric.
Yes.
Atmospheric. Yes, let's use that word. Now, the other things we need to say are, you are doing a concert at the Hammersmith Apollo on November the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And will that'll be this album, presumably?
Well, we'll definitely be playing songs from the album and also from other albums as well, so it'll be a mixture.
Your
of
own
things.
Albums.
Yes, our own albums, yes.
Yeah, here's Cher's Believe as cover. And then you, Alison,
yes.
Minus Will Gregory, he's had nothing to do with this, you are curating an exhibition.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
What is it?
I'm quite nervous about it. I've never done that before. what is it? Well, it's an exhibition that consists of lots of different artists who've all been influenced in some way by fairy tales, the noir nature. So there's themes of transition, metamorphosis, beauty, fear, all kind of things that you get in traditional stories. And
did you trawl around other galleries and find these paintings?
No, I mean they're all artists who've influenced me, that have informed the way I look at things and make my work. So they're things that I've loved. So there's paintings and illustrations, photographs, sculpture. So it's a real wonderful mishmash of things.
Is this happening? Oh, it's happening soon.
It is indeed, yeah, at the Lowry in Manchester.
And it starts on October the 19th.
Indeed, yeah.
And then does it just sit there for some time?
It does.
Which is a quite nice way of working, because you don't have to do anything more. You know, it's happened.
That's that, yeah.
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 It's like an album on a wall. It's the work is done. Very good. Is it all finished now? I mean, you've...
Well, not quite. We've got to hang it and decide where things go and...
That's the fun bit, isn't it? That's like moving into a new house.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. I will have that in mind when I get up there, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Oh, that would look nice there. Oh, yeah. It brings out the colour of the sofa. It's nice, yeah, lovely. All right, we're going to play a track now. I think this is Annabelle the second single?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
You sound doubtful.
Well, I suppose, is it a single? Yes, it's a single.
Can you purchase it in isolation from the album? Let's play it very quickly now. Sorry if anyone heard that whispered word. It's Annabelle. That is just gorgeous. Annabelle, I'm saying it's the new single from the album. No one knows, really. But I'm saying it's the new one. Hey, that's the new one from Goldfrapp. And you were talking to her that you've made a series of films, mm-hmm. to go along with some of the tracks.
Yes.
And where they're just on the YouTube, or are they of an adult nature, so they're on Vimeo or something, whatever the other
one is. Yes, it's weird, isn't it? Like you have to just sort of sign in order to watch some naked people.
Yes, because Drew had some naked people in
it. Yes, it did. Yeah. But yes, we've made five films, and we'll be showing all five. They sort of culminate in a half an hour piece that will be shown in the cinema in the new year. And hopefully we'll be playing live as well. So
fantastic.
We're going to show the film and then play live.
That sounds... What a great night out that would be. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, actually. Really, really excited.
Is that happening close to my house, or do I have to travel?
Well, we'll try.
If you could.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I was thinking, yeah, I'd really like to go to that. Oh, would I, though? If I have to drive?
Well, there might be a cinema near you, you see, because it's going in several different cinemas.
No, but I need you to be playing as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work on it.
You know, a half-hour film's very nice, but then I want some golf wrap.
We'll find you a carriage to bring you there.
If you could, that'd be very good. Right, let's go to... The listeners, that's where they are. Who would Goldfrapp cite as their biggest influence on their music? That's Olivia Powers in Leicester. If you hate these questions, they're not mine.
Oh, gosh, that's it. So many different people. I kind of like all those classic songwriters. I'm a big fan of Francoise Hardy, and we both have a love of Ennio Morricone and...
Oh, he's really, yeah.
And Jacques Brel was someone that we listened to for this album, because they're actually one of the songs, Joe, was very much influenced by one of his songs. And, yeah, that's...
I know, influences, they go in, you don't know how or why, and sometimes it's hard to sort of pinpoint what they are, but I think... there was a lot of amazing film music that happened in the 60s, particularly, you know, from Morricone, John Barry, Lalo Schifrin, I absolutely love. And they somehow had this big influence on all sorts of other music. I think it's amazing that, you know, something that was just made for films has sort of exploded outside of the cinema and took over so many other musical genres, and I think it's still going on. The ripples are still being felt. There was an amazing decade, and so yes, I particularly love some of that stuff.
During the summer, I was listening to Serge Gainsbourg again, and he's got some absolutely crazy, like, you kind of, and he made little films for his, like, like the early pop videos.
He made so much stuff as well, didn't he? I mean, he kind of dabbled in so many different genres as well, some of which probably weren't all those that brilliant.
Yeah, there was a bonkers song called New York, USA, where it's just like the names of the tall buildings. So he just goes, you know, Bank of America, we say oh. And fun. I've seen Goldfrapp live a few times. Well done you. This is Jenny. She's a fashion student in London. And they've blown me away, not just by the music, which is always great, but by Alison's performance and costumes. No mention of you, Will. I just wondered whether that aspect of it is all as important as the music.
Well, I think, well, ultimately the music is the most important thing. But yes, I suppose clothes and lighting and all that kind of thing just sort of adds to the narrative and the drama of the music, really. It's
Yes, you seem like a woman who likes dressing up.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And
yeah,
you're no stranger to a bat sleeve.
No, I love a bat sleeve.
Does Will, this is from Howard in Birmingham, does Will still collect, this sounds so dull, does Will still collect vintage synth machines? What are his views on how recording has changed, especially with apps available that can enable people to record perfectly adequate songs extremely simply on a tablet?
Well, yes, that's true. You know, we can all, on our phones practically, you know, make an album now because it's all in there. And... It must be galling for people of an older generation, you know, had slaved away in studios on little four-track machines trying to make it all sound great. And now someone with a phone can virtually do the same thing. So, in theory, but is there more quality music out there? That is the big question. So, just because it makes us easier to make music, does that help us make good music?
But does it make it harder to find the good music if there's just a load of stuff out there?
Probably, maybe, I don't know.
Well, the good thing is you got in ahead of the game, you know, because the interesting thing about this album was, even though people didn't know what it was going to be, it was, to, you know, that terrible phrase, highly anticipated. But it was highly anticipated. People were waiting for the new Goldfrapp album.
Great. No, I meant that.
And now we're waiting for another one.
That was enthusiastic. Honestly, I'm sorry.
I'm a fan of Goldfrapp. This is Izzy Jeffries. And I've seen online that Alison is doing an exhibition in Manchester. Yeah, I talked about that, Izzy, already. It's not normally my kind of thing, so I wondered whether she could tell me what I'd be likely to see and whether it's worth me going. I live in Blackburn, not too far away. You don't have to answer that because you did already. How did the group decide we did that? How did Goldfrapp feel the industry? We sort of talked about that. What are Goldfrapp's career highlights so far? And are there any unfulfilled ambitions?
Yeah. There's always unfulfilled ambitions. Yes. So many things to do. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you do them because our time is up.
Yes.
Goldfrapp, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
The album is certainly available. That we know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's, well, and that's certainly sure. November the 1st. Guaranteed. There's going to be a concert of some sort.
Definitely.
With both of you there.
And yes. With Smith Apollo.
And we Fantastic. Hope you come to it.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in. Bye.
Thank you.